Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 22, select verses. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money." So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The focus of our meditation this morning is to shed some light and maybe remembrance on the first commandment and the fourth commandment, so as to show us how closely related they really are. It isn't either or, it's both and more. In our text, we have the Pharisees being scoundrels again, doing what they do best, at least the ones that hated him. These men, they were hypocritically bringing a question to Jesus, an attempt to give him at least the perception that they were really struggling with a matter of conscience. This matter, if they had been sincere anyway, it can be a real dilemma for some people, especially Christians. We want to show God the honor and the respect that he deserves, but at the same time, we also want to show the honor and the respect to our parents and others in authority as well. Where's the line between the spiritual and the temporal? And how and when might we step over that line in either direction? So here is the infamous question that they asked Jesus. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Their goal in asking this question was to try to get him to either betray the people who were putting their trust in him spiritually, or to betray Caesar, whom he owed allegiance to temporally. Their scheme, it seemed like a win-win for them and a lose-lose for Jesus. So at the heart of the matter, what's really going on here? What is in the hearts and minds of these men? And remembering what King Solomon said, that there's nothing new under the sun, we can at least to some extent convict ourselves in our own hearts and minds of something similar. The difference being, these men in our text were complete hypocrites, and we as forgiven saints who still deal with sin in this world can sometimes be hypocritical, talking the talk, but failing to walk the walk. So I will contend that the root cause of their hypocrisy playing out in these verses consists in this. It has to do with the word no. The word N-O. To our sinful nature is the most detestable of words. It's a four-letter word with only two letters, and it mustn't be uttered. Our sinful nature hates it when God says it, and it certainly hates it when those whom he's placed over us, when they say it. We rebel against what we perceive as the tyranny of authority, against the embarrassment of having to humble ourselves and our sinful pride before it. We hate asking permission. We hate allowing someone else to decide what we can and what we cannot do. And because of this human tendency, situations like we have in our today's text play out. We attempt to concoct manipulative schemes to get our way, just like these Pharisees. And often they involve lies and half-truths. Let's be honest about our sinful nature today. It wants what it wants, when it wants it, and how it wants it. And nobody better tell it otherwise. Our sinful nature despises any aspect of authority that prevents us from getting our way. It despises the word no. And the reason all these Jewish leaders and Pharisees hated Jesus was because he was telling them no on a regular basis. No, I'm not your political earthly Messiah. here to save you from the Romans. I'm the promised Messiah in the Bible, here to save you from your sins. No. Your man-made traditions, laws, and works, they can't assist you in getting yourselves to heaven. No. You don't get to exclude repentant tax collectors, prostitutes, and sinners from the kingdom of heaven. Likewise, Jesus says no to us in his word, and especially through our parents and authorities as well. No, you can't do whatever you want whenever you want to do it. I have given you rules and guidelines and commandments and earthly superiors for your own good. No, you can't cheat on your taxes, even if you think they're too high. No, you can't disobey your father and mother and expect things to go well with you. No, no, no. We need to be told no, don't we? Because clearly, according to our sinful nature, we want to be our own God. We utter in our hearts, "Who is Lord over us?" Our loving Father in heaven, he knows best. And he puts those over us who are, he puts them there for our good and for our benefit. God has given them to us to help us and to guide us, not only as we grow in our spirit-driven lives of sanctification, but also in becoming better citizens in our society. But we aren't very good at remembering this, are we? I must admit that personally, I have lost this battle with my flesh very often in my life, especially when I was closer to your age. And if we all examine our hearts and our minds honestly, there's no dodging this bullet in or of ourselves. But you know who did. Yes, Jesus did. And he did it perfectly for all of us. He kept the first commandment, and he kept the fourth commandment for you and for me. He did it perfectly. It isn't either or, it's both and more. Now, hopefully we've come to the realization by now that repentance is in order, and we ask God to forgive us for our failures. For even when we do try to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, and give our parents and others in authority the respect and honor that they deserve, we often end up falling short, and we have fallen short. And this is why believers love God's law. It shows us our sin, it shapes us, and it sharpens us, and it continually reminds us how much we need forgiveness in Christ and how much we appreciate the forgiveness he has won for us. So Jesus is the solution for our sin. He paid the price for it. That price was a price that only could be paid by the God-man Jesus. He shed his blood, and he willingly gave his life up on the cross for you and for me. Our sins of rebellion against authority and even against God himself, they are forgiven. But how do we combat this sinful tendency towards authority on a daily basis, so as to show our thankfulness and appreciation for what Jesus has done? How does the word no get turned into something pleasant, something we love to hear? The simple answer lies in John 8, 31 and 32. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is that N-O, the word no, can be, by God's grace, the most wonderful word in the world according to our new man through faith in Christ Jesus. No, God doesn't hate you. He doesn't want to punish you because you are sinful. He loves you despite your sin. No, you don't deserve that love, but God is love, and he can't help but give it to you anyway. No, you don't have to live in guilt, and you don't have to live in shame over the transgressions against God's law, because Jesus kept God's law perfectly for you. And God sees you through Christ. No, you don't need to find ways to pay for your sins and justify yourself because Jesus has already done both and more. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And finally, no, there's no need to fear death or hell because as redeemed children of God, he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus. So remembering all these things, it will not only give us a life of thanksgiving, peace, and joy, but they will also help and strengthen us in our struggle against this particular temptation when it rears its ugly head. Dear Christian friends, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God's, knowing that for you, being in Christ, it isn't either or, it's both and more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was, as now, and forevermore shall be, world without end. Amen. We will close with hymn 575, verses 1, 2, and 4.